Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Clark fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Clark. Wilson moves to third. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to second. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone bunts towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Mankowski moves to third. Gardenhire moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mankowski scores. Gardenhire scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Rajcik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Rajcik reaches second base with a double. Kingman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Mets. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Malley moves to second. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle bunts towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Malley moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Malley tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0-for-0 in the game. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. There goes Clark. The throw from Hodges to Gardenhire, and Clark is out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields the ball and throws to Falcone covering. Safe. Brenly moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle is 0-for-0 in the game. Lavelle strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Staub. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Malley. Rajcik moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski strikes out. two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire is walked intentionally. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Jim Barr now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Wilson moves to third. Backman moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Backman tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Mets. Al Holland now pitching. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rajcik strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Gary Rajcik now playing left field. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rajcik. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Al Holland. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Fred Breining now pitching. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. LeMaster fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rajcik bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Valentine moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Breining fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.